You know, unless you ladies are far different from the women folks I know, there's hardly a thing you look forward to more beforehand and bemoan more afterwards than an all-day shopping trip. Well, here's a suggestion you'll want to remember the next time you go shopping, because it can help you get so much more enjoyment out of your excursion and make so much difference in the way you feel when you get back home. Now, before you start out, tuck an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into your purse. Then if you get one of those annoying shopper's headaches, or you can just step to the nearest drinking fountain where you'll usually find paper cups, fix yourself a drink of Alka-Seltzer, and help yourself to fast relief. Or towards the end of the day, when your muscles get stiff and sore from walking so much and being pushed around by the crowds, you welcome the quick, pleasant relief Alka-Seltzer offers from this common byproduct of a shopping trip. So, next time, take along an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in your purse, or if you should happen to forget, remember, you can get a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have failed so far in their efforts to raise the $500 which Squire Skimp paid out of his own pocket to hire a lawyer to fight the baby's gold mine case. They sold their old delivery truck, only to discover that the purchaser was Cedric, acting as president of the gold mine. Before they discovered this, however, Lum gave Squire a check for the $500 they owe him and paid part of the commission demanded by Mr. Douglas, the mechanic who negotiated the sale of the truck for them. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, I can't help it, Mr. Douglas. We ain't going to pay you no more commission. But don't you understand? That feller you sold our truck to was Cedric Weehunt, and he was just buying it for us. Well, he never knowed it was our truck, though. Well, that company name he put on that check don't mean nothing. No, he just made that name up. That stands for the Weehunt Peabody and Edwards Gold Mine Company. But they ain't no such a company. No, we ain't trying to put nothing over on nobody. Well, go ahead and lawsuit. See if we care. Well, just go ahead. All right. Goodbye.
Mr. Douglas wants a whole $50 commission, huh?
Yeah, granted, we already paid him $24 of it.
Why, sure.
That's enough commission for just selling our truck back to us.
Yeah, well, do you actually think he can lawsuit us for the rest of it, Lum?
I don't know. I suppose he will. I don't know what Cedric ever figured we'd want that truck for in the first place.
Well, he said he bought it so that we'd have something to haul the gold out of the mine in.
Now, that shows right there how much he knows about gold mining.
Huh?
You can't get a truck down in a mine, I don't think.
Can't, huh?
Well, we got to get that idea out of his head that he's president of the gold mine before he gets us into some real trouble.
Well, it ain't going to be easy to do, Lum. He sits down there at Mose Moots' barber shop telling everybody he's a big executive now. He had his shoes shined 5 times yesterday.
For goodness sake.
That little pearl here that Clarabelle Seastrunk's quit going with Gomer Bates and wants to get Cedric back now he's a gold mine president.
She don't know what a mistake she's making. But I ain't going to worry about Cedric no more. We got enough worries of our own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the biggest one, studying up a way to raise that $500 we owe Squire.
Well, didn't you pay Squire with that check yesterday?
Yeah, but that check ain't no good.
Huh?
I wrote that check when I thought we'd actually sold a truck.
Oh,
I was going to take the truck money to the bank today to give her the check or give to Squire.
Well, here, are we going to get put in a penitentiary for writing a bad check, Lum?
No, I explained the whole thing to Squire, and he said he'd hold the check till we got that much money in the bank.
Oh, he's sure been awful nice lately, ain't he?
Yes, sir. I believe Squire's turned over a new leaf and reformed himself, Abner.
I hope so.
I sort of feel bad for all them mean things I've said about him in the past, too.
Yeah, of course, old Lum. I still think he's just anxious to see the baby get the gold mine back so as he can sell him a big insurance policy.
Well, that's more likely got a little to do with it, yeah. But you can't blame Squire. That's his business, insurance and real estate.
Yeah, but I believe he figures he can get part of that gold mine, too, get to be treasury of it or something like that.
Well, he deserves something out of this, all the trouble he's went to. Put out his own money to hire that lawyer, Mr. Blair, and everything.
Yeah. Has he heard any more from Mr. Blair yet?
Well, he hadn't this morning, but that was before the mail act had got here.
Was, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Blair's been on the case for a couple of days now, though, so we ought to be getting a hearing from him pretty soon.
Yeah, or two, looks like.
Well, we better consultate on how to raise some money.
Yeah.
I reckon we could try to sell the truck again, but I'm feared Cedric would just buy it again, thinking it was a different truck.
Yeah, just about.
Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring.
Huh?
Maybe that's Squire now.
Yeah, more likely that's him. I'll get it. I'll send her. Hello, Jotham Down Store Library. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Who? Oh, no, Cedric ain't here right now. Who's this talking? Oh, hey, well, I'll have him call you, Clarabelle, if he comes in. Yeah, goodbye.
Clarabelle, she's drunk,
son. Yeah, appears like she's sure enough trying to get Cedric back again. Doggies, that ought to make Cedric happy the way he's been pining ever since Gomer Bates started going steady with her.
Maybe that'll take his mind off of being president of the gold mine.
Well, I can't hardly wait to give him the good news. Bound you he'll run right over to Clarabelle's house, a big box of candy in his hand, you know.
That's our ring again, Abner. That must be Squire this time.
Oh, must be. I'll get them right here. Hello, jot him down, store, Abner Peabody. Huh? This is whose secretaries? Cedric? Why, he ain't got... Huh? Board of directors meeting? Well, now, just a minute here. We ain't got time... hello? 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 Hung up, I reckon.
For goodness sake, who was that?
Why, it sounded like one of them little Abernathy boys. Clarence, I believe it was. He claims he's Cedric's secretaries.
Secretary?
That's what he said.
And is that outcapped anything he's done yet? Harn a secretary.
And he says we're supposed to come to a board of directors meeting tonight, Lum.
Where?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do that for?
He never said. Just said them was President Weehunt's orders.
Swan to goodness. If he ain't the exasperatingest one human being I ever knowed, I don't know who is.
Oh,
wait a minute. There comes Squire.
Well, howdy, Lum. How are you, Abner?
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Fine, Squire. Come on back.
Yeah, we sort of been expecting to hear from you this morning, Squire.
Yes, well, I've got some good news for you, too, Lum. B.W. sent me his first report today.
Who did?
B.W., that's your attorney, Mr. Blair.
Oh, yeah.
But now, before I go into that, Lum, there's another little matter I'd like to mention. I don't know how it happened, but that $500 check that you gave me got mixed up with my other checks and was sent through to the bank.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, don't worry, Lum. I called the bank long distance and told them it was a mistake and instructed them to just charge that off to my account there, so it's all right.
Well, are you sure that'll keep us from getting arrested?
Oh, yes, there's nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about. Now, here's what B.W.'s done so far, Lum.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, he's contacted Mrs. Logan's lawyers, and, by the way, Mrs. Logan is the baby's aunt, you know. They wanted to establish the claim for the gold mine.
Oh, well, we never did know her name. She never told us that. When she come in the store and left the baby.
No, I don't imagine she would have told you, Lum. Anyway, Mrs. Logan's lawyer told B.W. that the mine has been closed for the last couple of months now because, well, it sort of played out. There's no more gold there.
No more gold?
No, that's their story. But B.W. said that he doubted this very much. And he thinks it's just an attempt to prevent anyone else from being interested in the mine.
Sounds reasonable, too.
Yeah. Now, he said that he was almost certain this was the case because they refused him permission to send an engineer into the mine and examine it.
Grannies, that practical proves it right there.
Yes, it does. It does to me, Lum. So, now, here's what B.W. proposes. He wants to sneak a couple of experts into that mine and have them make some extensive tests to determine just how valuable the mine is.
Yeah.
He says that he can hire a couple of men for this job for about $300 apiece.
$300 apiece?
Yes. Well, you see, Lum, the men are taking quite a risk. They're actually trespassing, and they're liable to get caught. But it's the only thing to do, because if they find out that Mrs. Logan's lawyers were telling the truth and the mine is worthless, why, there's no sense to spend any more money to fight the case.
No, I reckon not.
And, on the other hand, if it proves to be very valuable, why, it'll be well worth the fight, and you'll have a nice piece of evidence against Miss Logan. This will prove that she wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah, you're right, Squire.
Oh, yes, Lum. Yeah,
and we want to see the baby get everything that's coming.
Why, yes.
But $300 apiece.
I know your financial status, Lum, but now, why don't you go into the bank tomorrow and negotiate a little loan? Your credit's good there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, credit's good there.
Well, why don't you do that? And in the meantime, I'll forward the money out of my own account so that B.W. can go ahead and get the men started right away.
Well, I hate to have you do that, Squire.
No trouble at all, Lum. Well, you can pay me back tomorrow when you get your loan, or any time as far as that's concerned. Well, I've got to be running along. I've been neglecting my own business here lately, helping you fellas. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, and so long.
Yeah, so long, Squire, and much obliged for coming over.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
Hey, this thing's starting to run into money, Abner.
Yeah.
It was for anybody outside the baby, I wouldn't do it, neither.
No. Of course, I believe we're doing the right thing, old Lum. Finding out whether the mine's got any more gold in it or not. For if it ain't got no gold, ain't no use to hire a lawyer and all that kind of
stuff. Wonderful world.
Oh, howdy, Cedric. Say, Cedric. Vic, Clarabelle wants you to call her.
Here, fellas, get my message about the board of directors meeting. I'm holding to... Huh? Clarabelle wants me.
Yeah, she called up here just a little while ago. I think she wants to make up with you, Cedric.
Make up with you? Hold on, V-Dog. You mean she ain't going with Gomer Bates no more?
I don't much believe she is, Cedric.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yeah,
boy.
I figured you had.
Say, would you fellas mind if I use your telephone?
Why, no. Go right ahead, Cedric. Proud to have you use it.
I reckon this will sort of postpone that director's meeting tonight, won't it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I reckon. So you fellas won't mind, will you?
Oh, of course not, Cedric. I'm proud to see you and Clarabelle make up. Yes, sir.
You know that Gomer's been with Clarabelle every single evening for I don't know how long.
I know it.
I've just been waiting for this chance. Hello, is that you, Gomer?
Gomer?
Well, listen, Gomer, is it so you ain't going with Clarabelle no more?
Careful what you say now, Cedric. Don't get mad.
You ain't, huh? Well, if you ain't going over there, well, then how about me and you going fishing tonight? Yeah. All right, Gomer.
Well, Cedric hardly did right by Clarabelle that time, did he? And what about you folks? Do you, for example, always do right by your stomach? By that I mean now and then most of us are tempted to eat not wisely but too well. Then we sometimes pay for our indiscretion with a touch of acid indigestion. Well, that's the time it's smart to remember the fast, twofold relief Alka-Seltzer offers for minor stomach upsets. You see, Alka-Seltzer not only neutralizes excess gastric acidity, it also helps relieve that full, stuffy feeling as well. Try it, won't you? Whenever too much to eat or drink or some favorite forbidden food causes you the discomfort of acid indigestion, sour upset stomach, occasional distress after meals, or heartburn, you can get modern effervescent Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain.